The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, folks, welcome to Monday, May 16th. We've got, as usual, a blizzard of information and news right now. First of all, coming up in a couple of minutes, we're talking to a filmmaker about a film that's in theaters tonight and tomorrow night only. It really was not planned this way, but it's in the celebration of the Roe v. Wade being overturned. This is insane information. It's amazing. The film is called The Matter of Life. Go to matteroflife.org, 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 matteroflife.org. Have I mentioned matteroflife.org? It's a film. We'll talk to her in just a moment. After that, we talk to our friend Sean Foyt, who is doing a huge rally tonight in Orlando in front of the Disney headquarters. Ladies and gentlemen, not the headquarters, the park. We're going to be talking to him. You can find out more about him at Let Us Worship or Hold the Line. Alvin, I'm bursting to say a number of things. First of all, we now know, I knew this before, but we now can say it publicly. Trump won the 2020 election. Mm-hmm. Enough people have seen 2,000 Mules to know we're not making this up. It's not a conspiracy theory. People have seen the film. If you haven't seen the film, you will understand. You'll be sickened. If you're not sickened, you're not paying attention. Then the question is, now what do we do? We're in new territory as a nation. But I want to be public about this, folks. Enough people now know what happened. If you haven't seen it, you need to check it out. It's the details. And in the film, I wear green pants. My character wears green pants. Yeah. In real life, of course, I would never do that. But the character I play in the film wears green pants.
Well, you thought it was going to be released at Christmas time. So you thought green pants.
Or St. Paddy's Day. Yeah. And I was wrong. Okay, I got to mention this. This coming weekend, I'm going to be in Colorado Springs speaking at a church in Colorado Springs this coming weekend. And if you can get there, check it out. I'm also going to be doing some fun stuff with Sean Foyt this coming weekend in Colorado Springs and in Boulder. But this past weekend, which is to say yesterday and the day before, I was in South Carolina. And I want to tell you, folks, it's one of the greatest states in the union, one of the most beautiful states. The culture there is amazing. Why was I there? Well, I was there principally because of Erskine College. Many people haven't heard of Erskine College, but if you're thinking about where could I send my kid that is rock solid, they're not going to get woke ideology, they're not going to encounter lunacy, a genuine Christian college in one of the most beautiful environments imaginable. It's not New Zealand, but it's close. It is so beautiful that it's breathtaking. Erskine College. I was their commencement speaker Saturday morning beneath the trees. It was so beautiful. But I was their commencement speaker at Erskine College that evening. I spoke at an event in Greenville, which I'm growing to love, the Greenville area. The whole thing was so wonderful. I met so many wonderful, wonderful people. I feel like I have a bunch of new friends, in the area. And the name of the town where Erskine College is, okay, because I thought, okay, I'm in Greenville, it's probably 20 minutes away. It takes an hour through the most beautiful country you've ever seen to get to Erskine. Erskine is in a place called Due West, South Carolina. It is literally, the name of the town is Due West, South Carolina. And I got different answers on how did it get to be called Due West. Due West of what? There's also a place called North South Carolina, a town called North South Carolina. You learn all these fun things. But Due West, I think it used to be DeWitt's Corner, and then it got changed to Due West, or it was the western part of that part of the, I don't know. But it's Due West, South Carolina, Erskine College. Before that, I was in Columbia, South Carolina, Covenant Christian School, which is a magnificent Christian school, classical Christian school. As you know, the other day we had Pete Hegseth on talking with
David Goodwin.
David Goodwin was on the program, classical Christian school. So, but to be with the folks in Columbia, South Carolina, and then to go to Greenville and Due West, South Carolina, it was just a dream. And if you are looking at colleges, I think you now know you got to put Erskine on the list. These are good guys. I was just impressed, just thrilled. I got to tell you, just thrilled. This week, Alvin, coming up, we mentioned Naomi Wolf. We mentioned Catherine Engelbrecht. Also, I believe Michelle Bachmann is coming on to talk about how the World Health Organization, Joe Biden, effectively wants to give away American sovereignty. This is the kind of thing, again, like all the looniness that's happening, you think we're just making it up. No, Michelle Bachmann will be on to talk about this. It's just astonishing.
Yeah,
it's astonishing. Before we go to our first guest, I want to mention again, we are doing a fundraiser with CSI, Christian Solidarity International. They are heroes, and they are trying to help refugees in Ukraine. Now, look, folks, we know that Biden and his projecting weakness invited the aggression of this monster, Vladimir Putin. But there are people in Ukraine who are just suffering, and we want to help them. And CSI is helping them. We're asking you to go to MetaxasTalk.com and to donate whatever you can. $280 helps a family for a month. $280. We're talking food, medical supplies, shelter, all the things that a family needs. It's pretty bad. And so if you want to show your Christian love to those in that part of the world, go to MetaxasTalk.com. We're asking you please to do that. We all have been blessed. And if you're able to do anything, if your kids are wondering what's going on over there, you say, well, what's going on is people are suffering. They're being chased out of their homes, and we can help them. We can show them the love of Christ. And even if you aren't a Christian, you can show them the love of Christ by helping them feed their kids. You can help them with so many things. We ask everybody who cares about those who are suffering to go to MetaxasTalk.com. And Alvin, what is the phone number? Because sometimes people prefer to call.
Yeah, the phone number is 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522.
888-253-3522. 888-253-3522.
Yeah.
Alvin, I got to tell you something. Yeah. Since Elon Musk bought like 9% of Twitter and got involved.
Yeah.
I know I've said this on the program before, but I want people to know Twitter took over 20,000 of my followers from me when the election fraud was perpetrated and I began to speak up about it. And they started saying, you can't talk about this, can't talk about that. YouTube, as you know, wiped us off the map. Twitter stole 25,000 of my followers over the course of days, just a few days, just took them away. And there's probably going to be a class action suit against Twitter eventually on this score, but that's a separate issue. When Elon Musk got involved, suddenly I noticed that not only had they taken away, you know, 25,000 followers, so that I was at about 125,000 followers on Twitter. Well, also, I used to increase steadily. It was always growing. It never grew. In other words, as soon as they would add followers, they would take away followers. So I was frozen at 125,000 followers. Well, it turns out since Elon Musk got involved, I have now added nearly 25,000 more followers in the space of, what is it, a month, 5 weeks?
Wow. Yeah.
What does this tell you about the world we're living in, folks? It is really sick. If you're not fighting, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Yeah. By the way, don't forget to go to mypillow.com, mystore.com, all of my books, the Bonhoeffer poster, mystore.com. Use the code Eric. Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. Hey, folks, if you could make money off of abortion or pornography, would you do it? I hope the answer is no. But I want to tell you, Robert Netsley, the founder of InspireInsight.com, he was the president of his local pro-life pregnancy center when he discovered that he owned investments in three companies manufacturing abortion drugs. Well, God helped him to see that he was making money from abortion, pornography, LGBT activism, and the list goes on. And that's why he created InspireInsight.com. InspireInsight.com gives you instant access to biblical values data on over 23,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs so you can invest to the glory of God. You need to go to InspireInsight.com today and screen your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts. I did, and I was shocked. Now I'm able to clean out the junk and invest in companies actually doing good things. Go to InspireInsight.com today and register for free. That's InspireInsight.com. Go there. Hey there, folks. As promised, we're talking about, one of the most important things imaginable in our time. Have you heard about the issue of abortion? Some of you are familiar with this concept. It's gruesome. And the gruesomeness gets more gruesome as time passes and people double down on the madness of thinking that it's okay and a good thing to take the life of a human being in its mother's womb. There's a lot to talk about, but I want to focus right now on some good news. The good news is this is a film in theaters tonight. Did you hear me? Tonight, May 16th, tomorrow night, May 17th. I hope many of you listening will choose The Matter of Life. Not just choose life, choose The Matter of Life. The film is titled The Matter of Life. It's in theaters tonight and tomorrow. And we get to talk to the woman behind the film. Her name is Tracy Robinson. Tracy, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
Listen, how in the world, tell your story, because this film is happening tonight. Actually, before you tell your story, just give us the real quick on what is in this film. And then I want to get to how you got to make it.
The Matter of Life. Yeah, The Matter of Life really clarifies the abortion issue. It unravels the complexities and the nuance. And it comes at it from the science of embryology, the history of how we got to this point. And it incorporates powerful personal stories of people overcoming really challenging circumstances. And then it highlights amazing pro-life work, just pregnancy help ministries, just to show people hope that there is a way forward and ways you can help and get involved in and help women and save children. So it really sparked in 2016, and It's been a wild journey getting here to this point, but it's just amazing to see God's timing with the court leak and now the court decision expected to happen today on the same day as the theatrical release.
I was just going to say, Tracy, we can't make this up. My wife, Suzanne, who we were praying this morning, and she said something about, oh, isn't today going to be the day? And I thought, holy cow, today is May 16th. And someone said to me, a lot of people don't know this. Even my my producer, Albin, and our engineer didn't know this. I thought a lot of people don't know this. The way the Supreme Court works, of course, is they hear cases. Then they go and they figure this stuff out, and then they release the results of what they have decided starting roughly May 16th into June. And because of this unprecedented leak that came out, that the majority has decided effectively to overturn Roe v. Wade, which is monumental and a cause to praise God. Because of that, they thought that they better release this, not sometime in June, but as soon as possible, which is today. This is incredible. So by the time this airs in a couple of hours, your conversation with me, this news might be out. It's hard to overstate how monumental this is, how magnificent, how important this is. Talk about that for a minute, because talk about your journey with regard to this subject of abortion. You've been in the film business for some time.
Yeah, it was just really surreal. My friend Jason Jones posted a photo of the Supreme Court yesterday, and there was a big rainbow over the Supreme Court. And it just blew my mind. It was just
You don't mean a cheesy Mylar rainbow or a plastic. You mean a genuine.
It was rainbow. A genuine rainbow. It was
Jason,
a real thing.
Listen, we love Jason Jones, and he's on top of this stuff. So this is true. There was a rainbow yesterday over the
You'll
Supreme
have to
Court.
Check it out on his Facebook. It's a true story. So my journey began back in 2016. I was always in video and film production, and primarily as a documentary video editor. That's really my specialty. That's been my career. And back at that time, I had been commissioned on and off to do testimonial videos and promotional videos for a pro-life pregnancy resource center. And I had never heard of a pregnancy center before being commissioned by them. And I started to see the wonderful things they were doing to help women and help them in their time of crisis pregnancies. And I met just some amazing people that, you know, had abortions in their past, but now they were, you know, healed and now helping women, helping other people heal from their abortions. So I just thought, wow, this is a really loving center. There's a lot of good stories coming out of this, but I was essentially in the mushy middle when it came to abortion. Even as an evangelical Christian, I thought it wasn't a big deal in the grand scheme of things. I was apathetic at best. And I think if I were to be honest, I would say I was a pro-choice Christian. I would probably say I'm personally pro-life, but who am I to take away that choice for others? And it wasn't until my friends at the pregnancy center, the staff there, invited me to an apologetics conference, and the topic was going to be the case against abortion. And I thought, well, I'll go and check it out and see what my pro-life friends are talking about. And in less than 2 hours, the speaker, Alan Schliemann of Stand to Reason, he gave a clear, concise argument for the full humanity of the unborn child from the moment of conception. And he invited us to look at abortion imagery or the aftermath of abortion imagery and fetal development. And I was just struck with the truth so strongly for the first time. And it was pretty much in that moment I was downloaded, I like to say, with this vision that this needed to be a documentary film, because I knew there were so many people in my shoes who had gone through their whole life never hearing this basic pro-life message before, never being invited to confront the truth about abortion. You know, I was raised in public school. You know, my family never broached the topic. And of course, even growing up in church, it was never addressed. And I was so curious to know how we got to this point in our society. I had no idea about Roe v. Wade. I didn't know about it. And I didn't know the truth behind Planned Parenthood. So I started this research journey of reading books and watching YouTube. And I discovered this amazing, multifaceted pro-life movement out of that and amazing stories therein. So I just wanted to bring people on that journey with me with a documentary film.
Well, for folks who didn't have plans tonight or their plans suddenly got changed because they heard about this film, The Matter of Life, it's in theaters tonight. What a better time. I mean, what a great time. What a perfect time. Tonight and tomorrow night, the 17th of May. How can people find out if it's playing in their neck of the woods?
Yeah, they can go to matteroflife.org, not .com, but matteroflife.org. And it's through Fathom Events. So if they're familiar with Fathom Events, they can go to fathomevents.com too. But the easiest way is matteroflife.org.
And so I just have to say that, you know, my wife, I referenced Suzanne, she ran, you know, what we call a crisis pregnancy center. They have different names now, but for 12 years here in New York City, which they call the abortion capital of the world, it's horrible. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable how many babies are aborted in New York City. And in the course of Suzanne doing that, I got to hear many of these stories of hope, which I know are in this film, The Matter of Life. And it changes everything. When you hear the stories of what women go through and how it's mostly women who suffer, and this lie that we hear over and over and over again that it's empowering for women, that, you know what? I know when people are afraid of the truth, or when people are suppressing the truth, or they're sticking to a narrative like that, it's because they're hiding the truth. They're afraid that if the truth gets out, they will lose political power or whatever it is. And so they don't tell you how many women are walking around with this wound. They don't know how to deal with it. They don't know where to go. They haven't heard that there's total forgiveness in Jesus Christ. And so they walk around in this pain and this grief, and everybody tells them, shut up. You're supposed to be happy. You're supposed to be empowered. And they're not. And so we have to deal with that. We have to deal with the fact of the pain that so many women have had, and of so many women who have been themselves bullied into this decision by men. The irony is unbelievable, completely goes against the narrative that we hear over and over and over again, that it's often selfish men who have been taking advantage of this loophole of quote unquote legal abortion, and that have been pushing women to do this, when all the studies say that women who have a real choice, who have somebody to walk with them through this and say, we want you to have the baby, they will take that most of the time. They'll be delighted to take that. So when we come back, we're talking more with the filmmaker, Tracy Robinson, tonight, folks, tonight and tomorrow, matteroflife.org, matteroflife.org, in theaters tonight and tomorrow. Don't miss it. Matteroflife.org. We'll be right back. The fight for the unborn is raging in our country. An unprecedented leak from the Supreme Court indicates that Roe v. Wade is on the brink of being overturned. During this critical time, a new movie is about to be released. The award-winning film, The Matter of Life, cuts through the rhetoric and hatred and exposes the real issues surrounding the plight of the unborn. The Matter of Life will be in theaters nationwide for two nights only, May 16th and 17th. If you care about protecting the unborn, this is a movie you'll not want to miss. Go to Fathom Events. .com now to reserve your tickets for a theater near you for May 16th or May 17th, and have your own life transformed as you watch The Matter of Life. That's Fathom, F-A-T-H-O-M, events.com, fathomevents.com. There is a battle, folks. It's taking place in America. Whether you're pro-choice or pro-life, you need to see this film. The Matter of Life is the film, May 16th and May 17th. Go to fathomevents.com right now, fathomevents.com. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis, and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation,
That's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Folks, welcome back to the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking about one of the most important things you could ever talk about, life. Remember life? Yeah. Well, there's a film out called The Matter of Life, tonight in theaters, tomorrow night in theaters, only tonight and tomorrow night. It's a Fathom event. The filmmaker is my guest right now, Tracy Robinson. What can people expect to find in this film, The Matter of Life, open in theaters today and tomorrow?
Yeah, well, this film has really been changing a lot of hearts and minds as we've been pre-screening it across the country in the past year. People have been really grateful just for the information. They had a lot of people had no idea what a big deal abortion really is, what a crisis it really is in our country. And then the feedback from existing pro-lifers has been just that they are re-inspired, that they're given this renewed vigor to keep doing what they're doing or to get more involved in the pro-life movement. And what the documentary does, it doesn't hammer messages over the head. It really invites people to think about the abortion issue from the perspective of truth. It doesn't preach to the choir. It addresses concerns that people have, legitimate concerns that people have about the abortion issue, like it's her body involved. Shouldn't she have a choice in that? And what if she's raped, or what about her circumstances? So we don't tiptoe around these really, really good questions that a lot of people do have, but we address them with compassion for the unborn child, and also for the woman. And so you were saying that, you know, men, you know, get away with pressuring women to have abortions. We talk about how it's the man's responsibility too. We go into the biggest threats to the abortion industry. And one of those things is men. They are largely responsible for legal abortion in America, for pushing that. We talk about Bernard Nathanson's story, for instance. But we also talk about how he is the father of the baby, is one of the most influential people in the woman's decision. So men are given this tremendous opportunity and just encouragement from this film to do something and to protect women and children. And so I really believe that people will be left with just the knowing that unborn life is worthy of protecting, no matter what the circumstances. The circumstances that surround that pregnancy are not greater than the life itself. And that's what people, I hope, will walk away with. And then you mentioned the women who've had abortions. You know, some of the biggest advocates for this film are men and women who've been involved with abortion in their past, because they know that you can't unsee this film. You can't unsee the message of this film. It's a very preventative tool, and will prevent a lot of people from enduring the hurt and the regret that they experienced. And so when they're faced with a pregnancy decision, they'll make the right choice. And so it's really important for the body of Christ to show up tonight and tomorrow night, because this is a way that we can communicate what a dire issue this is and what a priority issue this is.
Well, I think it's also important that, you know, those of us who are on the other side of the issue, you and I both, I was involved as a young man in an abortion. At the time, I thought, well, obviously, this is nothing. This is what everybody does. What's the big deal? I had never heard most of what I now know. It had just never come across to me. I'd never heard about it in church. Many pastors and priests are utterly silent on this issue. Shame on them. Shame on them. But the fact is that when you've seen the other side of it, as you have and I have, when you begin to get the facts and you begin to change your opinion on this, you have a zeal to communicate what you're learning to others. And of course, that's your story. I mean, growing up in an evangelical church and really, you know, because these things are complicated, it's not as simple as people make it. And so as you start learning about it, you get excited. You say, I want to tell others because I didn't know. I was on the other side of this. I've seen these things. And so I just love the fact that you've made a film that's for everybody. This is not just a film for people who already know where this is, where what you think about this, but there are nuances, things here. We need, our hearts need to go out to women put in this position. Society often just doesn't think of them and doesn't come alongside them and help them to make a decision that will bless them. And so it's, I think it's very, very important that you are getting into this thing. I want to say again, folks, it's tonight, May 16th, tomorrow night, May 17th in theaters, just tonight and tomorrow. This is Matter of Life. If you go to matteroflife.org, that's matteroflife.org, you can see where it's playing. And I just can't think of a better thing to do. I mean, on the verge of Roe v. Wade being overturned, folks, we've got a lot of work to do. This is just step one, overturning an insane, unconstitutional law and giving it back to the states. Now the work of educating people, as Wilberforce did with the slave trade, you begin to educate people. That's what this film does. It helps people to understand what is really going on. And when you do begin to understand it, suddenly things change. And so Tracy Robinson, I just want to say, thank you for making this film. God bless you. Thanks for being my guest, folks. The Matter of Life tonight and tomorrow, matteroflife.org. Check it out. May 16th, 17th, matteroflife.org. Tracy, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Hey there, folks. Eric Metaxas here. I know you know how much I love Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell and MyPillow right now are offering a BOGO extravaganza. BOGO, buy one, get one. BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, you get the buy one, get one free special. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, the six-piece towel sets, and the roll-and-go anywhere My Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code ERIC. That's the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the code ERIC or call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free. You won't believe it. It's amazing. 800-978-3057 or MyPillow.com. Use the code ERIC. Folks, welcome back. As promised, our friend Sean Foyt is my guest. Sean, welcome.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Listen, you and I were having like, I think there are people that think that you and I are feuding. It's like one of those fake feuds, you know,
yeah.
where you accuse me of things on Instagram and I kind of shoot back and stuff. But I want everyone to know that in real life, we do hate each other. Sean and I, we're bitter enemies. We're at each other's throats, like the cobra and the mongoose. And we, you know, sometimes I'm the cobra, sometimes I'm the mongoose. Now, Sean Foyt, look, people who don't know who you are, you're a new friend over the last year or so, and you are doing amazing things. So I want to get right to it. I'm going to be with you this weekend in Colorado Springs in Boulder, but let's get to that later. Right now, what are you doing in the next couple of days?
I am in a car on the way to the airport to head to Orlando, Florida, where we are going to have the biggest protest standing against Disney and the sexualization of our kids. The biggest one of 2022 is going to happen tonight at 6 p.m. in front of Disney World in Orlando, Florida. It's going to be hype, Eric. Defund Disney. Get the shirt. Join us.
I feel like you're a fictional character that I invented, but you're not fictional. You're real. You're doing this. It is amazing. Talk to, for people who have been hiding in their bunkers waiting for the end to come, update us on what has Disney done? Why should we never, ever spend another dime ever on anything related to Disney? Because what they've done is so horrifying. But talk to my audience who might not know about it.
So they're coming against DeSantis and the bill to protect kindergartners from being indoctrinated with sexual ideology in school. Now, this was a bill that came down. They're calling it the Don't Say Gay bill. It doesn't have the word gay in it anywhere. However, the purpose of it is to protect children. So those conversations happen at home and not in school by some psycho crazy perverts. So Disney came against that bill saying it wasn't right, and they were fighting that bill, in addition to the leaked audio and video showing that they were purposely trying to groom children. So that's kind of where this whole thing comes from. You've probably seen their stock value has plummeted. I want to say it's plummeted over 60%. I think they've lost close to $70 billion in stock value up until this point.
They need to go out of business. This is why I love you, because this is the point, folks. When people do this, when companies do this, when candidates do that, whoever does anything like this, they need pushback. They need to know that most Americans are not just against the idea of grooming children and of teachers talking to children about insanely inappropriate things. This is not that different from touching your child inappropriately. Well, if you do that, you should get fired. You should get so here you have Disney that is so woke, so out of touch, so insane that they think they're going to use their power to enforce this kind of thing, to make this thing happen, to rob parents of their children, to rob children of their innocence. That's what Disney is doing, folks.
Right.
So if you ever give a dime to Disney, you're helping them to do that. So, Sean, if people, first of all, if people want to join you in Orlando, when is this happening?
And it's happening tonight, May 16th, Monday, 6 p.m. in front of Disney World. We're expecting a massive crowd. We have a huge flatbed truck with a sound system on it. We're in touch with the governor's office. We'll see who shows up from there. But we just feel a lot of momentum. And we feel like, you know, I've been saying this about 2022. This is the year where parents are fighting back. And we have to take a stand. We have to show these woke corporations, we're not going to have this anymore. We're going to take a stand. We're going to raise our voice. We're going to show up. We're going to make noise, just like the parents did against CRT in the school board meetings. And it's the same thing here against Disney. We need to take a stand. We need to make some noise. And so we'd love for you guys to join us.
Okay. So this is tonight in Orlando, 6 p.m. Folks, if you can get there, my goodness. My goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
I just want to tell you.
And if you can't get there, then you can. We're going to try to live stream it. So, you know, join us online and hopefully we'll be able to have it on our Facebook, my Facebook, Sean Poit, or my YouTube.
Yeah, but there's not a person on planet Earth that can spell Foyt.
Well, you have to spell it for him.
I'm going to try. Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully, because you want to know who this man is and you want to know how to spell and pronounce his name. Sean, S-E-A-N. All right. That was not easy right there. S-E-A-N. Sean. But the last name is
F-E-U-C-H-T.
F-E-U-C-H-T. In German, it would be Feucht, but in in American, it's Sean Foyt, F-E-U-C-H-T. And what if people go to Hold the Line, or what other websites do you have?
Yeah, they can go to holdtheline.live. They can go to lettuceworship.us. They can go to seanfoyt.com. They can go to seantrumpsmetaxas.org.
Unbelievable.
There's a lot of different websites they can go to.
You're angry with me, I know, and we're not gonna talk about it in this segment. We want this to be an hour of joy and comity. But I want people to know that we have to take a stand. And one of the things you've talked about, and we'll pick up on it in the next segment, but how the church leadership has been silent. It is
right.
God's judgment is falling on churches that refuse to speak up about these issues because they're covering their butts. They think, oh, we want people of every ideology to come here. People who are pro-grooming, people who are pro-taking parents away, to children away from their parents. We want to give them comfort. We don't want to be political. And so you have churches being silent. It's horrifying. We'll be right back talking to Sean Foyt, F-E-U-C-H-T, tonight in Orlando in front of Disney. Don't go away, folks. What a day, folks. Today, we've been speaking with Sean Foyt. We'll be speaking more with Sean Foyt when we come back after the news break here in the beginning of hour two. He's going to be in Orlando tonight to protest Disney. God bless him for what he's doing. It is just amazing, amazing, amazing. Earlier, we were talking to the young woman, Tracy Robinson, who's made this film Matters of Life. You can go to mattersoflife.org tonight. Folks, if you're not going to the thing in Orlando tonight, you need to go to Matters of Life to see the film tonight and tomorrow night. We are living through history. Mattersoflife.org. Yeah. Check it out.
Yeah, it's Matter of Life.
I'm sorry, Matter of Life. The Matter of Life. Yeah. Matter of Life. Okay,
You and Sean have the best wigs in the business.
You know what? Our wig maker, we use the same wig maker. He is the best. He is the best. And his name is Glenn. I don't want to give his last name, but nobody makes wigs like Glenn. Okay, so I want to talk real quick before we get back to our buddy Sean Foyt. I want to say that this week we have Naomi Wolf. She has a book out. Oh my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, you have no idea. And then here's the biggest news. We're going to have Catherine Engelbrecht on the program again. She is the woman behind the forensic research for True the Vote. She's really the star of the film 2000 Mules. I have a small role in 2000 Mules. But here's the big news. We now know, I'm going to shock some people by saying this. I'm not shocking you with what I say, but I'm going to tell you, we now know that Trump won the 2020 election. We now know how it was stolen. This is just one of the ways that it was stolen, but only in what you see in 2000 Mules. And by the way, if you haven't seen it, I don't know what you're waiting for. You need to know. Every American needs to know what happened. When you see the film, you will understand it in a way you've never understood it before. And I got to tell you, I'm in the film and they were showing me this information. They were explaining this to me. And then we in the film kind of react to it and stuff. And I just thought, when you see the details, that's the details. People voting at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., going to ballot boxes and cover night, looking around suspiciously and then dumping tons of ballots. Why are they doing that? What is that? And then when you track their cell phone data, you find out that they have been to many, 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 many of these drop boxes. Why would you ever go to more than one? Why would you go to 10? They're going to at least 10 to be one of the 2,000 mules. That's why it's called 2,000 mules. They had to go to at least 10. So if you went to 9 or 8 or 4, they didn't even, they're not bothering with you in the film. They're just talking about the hardcore people that went to 10 drop boxes and to 5 NGOs. These are the corrupt democratic organizations that funded the theft. So yeah. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, this happened.
Yeah.
We will never stop talking about it. There is nothing more sacred than our vote. So 2,000 mules, you can see it at salemnow.com.
Yeah, Ann and I watched it again. We watched the live thing in Vegas, but we watched it again last night with a friend, and it's like blew us away again. And our friend who didn't know what was going on, he was like, wow, I didn't know, but you got to know. Yeah.
We've got to spread the word, folks. You cannot steal America and get away with it. Christians, according to Albin, Christians are supposed to believe that stealing is wrong.
Yeah. Huh,
really? But we believe in grace. If you stole it, hang on to it. Keep it. It's yours. Take the car. Steal the car. We don't care. Steal the election. Who cares? The American people, they don't care. Actually, they do care. We want to get to the bottom of it. We want to restore democracy. Anyway, we're coming back with our buddy Sean Foyt. And then after that, we're talking to the head of Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton. Don't go away.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.